Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped former Iowa U.S. Attorney Matt Whitaker to be his U.S. ambassador to NATO. Trump announced the Iowan born in Des Moines for the top diplomatic post on Wednesday. Whitaker served as U.S. acting attorney general for a few months during Trump's first term in office. He was also the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Iowa and played football at the University of Iowa. Whitaker's nomination is subject to confirmation by the U.S. Senate. New data show the number of abortions in Iowa dropped significantly in August. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports it was the first month that a law banning the procedure as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy was in effect.
The Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights, estimated there were an average of about 400 clinician-provided abortions a month in Iowa for the first 6 months of the year. That dropped 35% to about 260 abortions in August. Isaac Maddow-Zimmet is a data scientist with the Guttmacher Institute. He expects data to show an increasing number of Iowans are traveling out of state for care or receiving abortion pills in the mail from providers out of state.
So clinicians based in states with shield laws prescribing abortion medication and sending abortion medication through the mail to Iowa residents.
The law bans abortion when cardiac activity is detected. It has exceptions for rape, incest, life of the pregnant person, and fetal abnormalities. It went into effect on July 29th. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Homeless encampments are now prohibited in the city of Peoria after the city council narrowly voted to enact the ban on Tuesday. The ordinance includes possible jail terms for multiple offenses. Council member Zach Ollier was among those voting in favor. He said not having the ban would result in downtown business activity diminishing even more.
These conventions and concerts will cease. The restaurants will cease because they will struggle to survive. The businesses will not survive here. So we will lose HRA tax dollars. We will lose sales tax dollars. We will lose property tax dollars.
Council members opposed to the ban say it criminalizes homelessness and does not help the unhoused individuals who need assistance. Jurors in former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal corruption trial are expected to hear more testimony from a no-work Commonwealth Edison contractor today. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Ed Moody was one of Madigan's most valued political soldiers, and as a reward, the ex-speaker allegedly got him a valuable ComEd contract. Moody testified repeatedly yesterday that he did no real work for the hundreds of thousands of dollars he got from that deal. Prosecutors say it's contracts like that that are the basis for the racketeering conspiracy case against Madigan. Moody gave colorful testimony, saying Madigan told him, quote, "If I leave my politics, if I stop doing what I'm doing, I'd lose the contract." But defense lawyers got Moody to concede Madigan never openly told him he'd be getting a no-work contract. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Davenport police say a 16-year-old student at Davenport North High School was arrested on Wednesday for carrying a firearm on school grounds. A school resource officer confiscated the weapon without incident, and the school was not put under lockdown. On Monday, the Davenport School Board is set to discuss buying weapon detection and door monitoring systems in all of its secondary schools in the district. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory today for our WVIK listening area from 10 this morning until 8 tonight. 20 to 30 miles per hour winds are forecast, with gusts as high as 50 miles per hour in some parts of northwest Illinois. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.